This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9, and I'm joined in studio by Jenny Biddle, our fabulous new guitarist and singer-songwriter who's living in Melbourne at the moment. Hi, how are you going, Jay?
Hey, how are you going?
I'm well, thanks.
Pretty good. So, Jenny, what's your story? How did you discover music?
Oh, big question.
I'm leading with the big guns.
Probably goes from the womb, I reckon. You know, they pumped me through with cold chisel and that sort of thing. But
I'm getting an image here of a fetus, like, with rocky duft of water.
No, it was good. And we had big ukulele jams with our family. So we all used to get around and tinker on those little thing. I recently found a photo. I've whacked it up on my website, and this is little Jen sitting with a, I'm trying to do the action, sitting with the ukulele, just looking all proper at the age 4. Yeah, so it was a good time. So it started from a lot of family jams and the womb music.
Yeah. So you started off 4-stringed ukulele, you added 2 strings, and here you are sitting in front of me. So you've released your debut, studio album, Chest of Drawers. How do you feel about the result of that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It feels like a big milestone to finally get there. We released that last year in August at the Northcote Social Club, and then again at the Basement in Sydney. And just to come to that spot and just finish it, it was a terrific feeling. It took about a year to get out, maybe a decade of planning. So I'm looking forward to getting the next one out too. It's been a very good experience, big learning curve.
Fantastic. So what's the inspiration behind the album? Is there a theme that runs through that sort of prompted you to make the album?
People seem to pick out different themes and things, but I don't know about that. I think it's just a collection of bits and pieces. You know, there's a lot of loss and hope and longing, and you know, a few breakup tunes on there. You've got to have a few on there.
Of course, I don't know any album that does it.
But it's a bit of a mix. It's a good mix of different genres too. I like to throw in a bit of blues, bit of jazz, all over the shop. I don't know what genre it is. Acoustic, folk, alternative, something.
Fantastic. So you've been doing some shows in Sydney recently. How did they go?
They were good. We meaning me. Getting used
the
to the
royal
whole
we.
the whole band thing. Yeah, I did a gig at the Manly Food and Wine Festival, which was a pretty good event, except it poured down.
Oh,
went
no.
up to Sydney expecting sunshine and lollipops and just poured down, so that wasn't
your hopes.
Fun. Yeah. Trying to get out of Melbourne for the weekend, and it rains in Sydney.
Well, at least I know one thing about being from Sydney myself is that it rains a lot in Sydney when it's going to rain. But that's all right, because you could have adapted, play some rainy day tunes.
Yeah, I did some of that stuff, bit of Lighthouse from the Waves.
Oh, of course, of course. So do you plan to do a full tour with the album?
I think that's on the horizon for the next one, I reckon. I've kind of did bits and pieces with the album, so we're still getting our band up and happening, and yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Awesome. Well, talking about the other members in your band, are the band on your CD regular players with you?
No. That was a bunch of session musos and the main guy who was the producer, and he played a lot of the instruments on the album, and so we got in and got some fill-ins for that one. So definitely the next album we'll use the band, I think. And
Sounds great. On the album, how hard is it to find members that you work well with, sort of to give your songs over and make a CD?
That's the tough part, especially the producer part, finding the producer that's on the same wavelength. I think some of the tunes on the album didn't come out quite Jenny Biddle.
Yeah.
There's one particular one on there that's a bit Michael Bublé.
What's the name of that track?
Oh, I can't give that away.
But I want to hear the Michael Bublé.
Yeah, it's a bit too much saxophone and very polished. It's a very quality polished album, so I'm really proud of it in that way. But you know, there's the odd track that's not quite my style, so it's a bit different.
Definitely. So people who are fans of the album will have to see you live to true essence of it.
Live is definitely more energetic.
So what can we expect from one of your gigs?
Oh yeah, it's very energetic for a start, as I said. And I really get into it with the guitar, so I like to muck around and do a bit of improv, and you know, I like to connect with people with my eyes, and you can't do that on radio and you can't do that on CD. And
but for you listeners, we're connected.
Four faces, pick my nose, you know. No, but it's good fun. You can do some quirky things on live too that you can't do on the CD and mix it up a bit every time. It's different. So
yeah, definitely. And that's all the fun. So when are you playing next in Melbourne that we can come and see you at?
On the 23rd of June, I'm at the Drunken Poet. That's in on Peel Street in West Melbourne. And on the 25th, for those out in Elwood area, it's the Elwood Lounge.
Elwood Out Lounge.
Yeah, you been there?
Yes, I have actually, because that's sort of near my hood.
Pretty intimate there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but that sounds like a fantastic lot of gigs. But you were mentioning before that you do have another album on the horizon.
Oh, yeah. What's in store for us? I probably shouldn't say too much, but I'm still working out there. I'm still trying to settle in Melbourne and, you know, save up and get the next one. I've been doing a lot of drives to Sydney and Melbourne back and forth, and that's my thinking time where I plan, you know, what songs to keep, what songs to scrap, what songs to change. And, yeah, we'll definitely take a new approach to the second album. It will be pretty different. We'll have the band for a start, so we'll go with the old album, or the recent album. I did most of that. I did my part first and then added bits over the top of that.
Yeah.
But this time we'll probably do a lot more live stuff and add some frilly bits later, maybe.
Ah, so this one's looking to be less polished.
Well, I'm not less polished, but
less buble?
Yeah, less buble for sure. Yeah.
Oh, buble. So you brought your guitar along today to play something for us. Tell us about what you're going to play.
Well, I'd like to play Chest of Drawers, which is the title track of the album. And it's a bit of a guitar fun song, so it comes out different every time and I can get into it.
Fantastic. Are you going to play another one for us after that?
Yep, and I'll give you a bit of taste of the new stuff.
All right, I'm excited about that. But first, just tell us where Chest of Drawers came from.
Oh, no. This one's one of those, I think it's an accumulation of breakups, and, you know, you go through relationships and you just feel like your heart's left empty. So it's about having an empty chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, sounds pretty exciting. All right, let's go. This is Jenny Biddle with Chest of Drawers. You've been listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9.
Time you get this, I'll be coming back from space with all the colors in my eyes, the bullet under my behind telling me I need to pick up pace. And you and her and him and them, they'll be questioning, where is it that you have been? We need your reasoning, but I'm the vault and the chase. I don't know where it is my heart lay. Don't know what it is the love means. All the scars they left me with a key to an empty chest of drawers. Standing there with both arms out in the air, pretending I can fly. All the world down below, watching me go up in smoke, thinking I'm all the more wise. And you and her and him and them, they'll be tempting me on an education spin in philosophy. You bring me down from the skies. I don't know where it is my heart leads. Don't know what it is the love means. All the scars they left me with a key to an empty chest of drawers. Mm-hmm.
the time I was standing still, afraid to try up against my will. Although you inspire, you kill the thrill. You kill the thrill. My heart waits. I don't know what it is that love means. All the scars they left me with a key to an empty. Chest of drawers.
That was fantastic. Thank you for that. I love the guitar work there.
Cheers.
I'm changing.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to change your genre to talented folk.
Talented
I love
folk.
It. No, I love it because there was a lot of hands moving there.
Yeah, yeah. I like to muck around on the guitar.
I know. It's fantastic. I love the sound that you get. It's almost rootsy, but it doesn't sound.
Yeah, a bit of yeah. John Butler-ish.
Yeah, it's John Butler-ish, but. Yeah, no, I love it. So,
oh, cool.
Keep them coming, Jenny. What's the next one?
This one's a bit different. A little bit of country coming through there.
Fantastic.
And I don't know. The first time I played it to my dad, this was about a year ago, he said, there's two things wrong with this song. And the first one is that you're not playing it forcefully enough. It was 2 a.m. So,
yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? And he said, the second thing that's wrong with it is that it's your first country song.
Oh, burn. However, burn. I'm actually a country fan, so right. You're not going to get that reaction from me.
Sweet. It's not too hardcore country, but you can hear little hints of it coming through.
Fantastic. All right. What's it called?
It's called Winter Sun.
Winter Sun.
Yeah. It's about addiction, and I'm hardcore folk, so I have a chocolate addiction.
Oh, right. Of course, yeah. And they're the most aggressive of addictions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But we all have our things, and that's... You know, that's what it's about. Everyone's got their thing.
Awesome.
In the winter sun, a cup of tea to warm my palms, some might smoke to fill their lungs. 'Cause we all need something to pull us through, don't you? I've been thinking about addiction all the things we fear we need. But what if I gave up my dirty deeds? Would I still know who to be? And would I still find love for me? It's been a long, hard year. I've been out for a while, searching for something we just can't buy. And until I find it, is it so bad that I do all the things that I do? If it pulls me through. Seems like such a waste. I've given too much time to this dark space. But what if I found new ways to escape? Would I still need something to blame? still hold on to this little piece of pain. It's been a long, hard year. I've been out for a while, searching for something we just can't buy. Until I find it, is it so bad that I do all the things that I do? Little pleasures, in pockets I forgot to check. I'll be sure to hold on to them, but I'm wondering what I've been missing.
Thanks so much for that, Jenny. That was fantastic.
Hey, thank you.
You're really, really great. Got some goosebumps. I'll go red. In the second one. No, I'm going red. I'm like,
I'll go red. At least you can't see that on radio.
It's true. It's true. But magic is happening in the Little Fish studios at Joy. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Hannah. And I hope you all enjoyed it out there.
That's very true that everyone did. Everyone here, I mean, I'm speaking for all my listeners, which I should never do. First rule number one. However, if you did like her, I would want to know what you thought of her, and I'm sure that you would too. So you can message on 0427JOY949 or drop us an email at onair@joy.org.au and let us know what you think of Jenny Biddle. You've been listening to Little Fish with Hannah on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.